talking today with one of our area stars, Kate Dillon. She's in the agri-science category from Mustang FFA. So, Kate, start off telling us just a little bit about your project.
Sure. I did 3 agri-science experiments. Each of one of them contributed and was involved in animal science. The first one that I did, we assessed the value of protein within a chicken's feed and how that affected its growth rates. So we were able to take 2 different protein-valued feeds and test to see which one allowed the chickens to grow more. And we found that the higher protein feed allowed chickens to grow more. So yes, that was one of my first projects. Another one that I did, we tested a treatment called photonic therapy. Basically what that was, it's a treatment similar to acupuncture. However, it uses a red light instead of needles. And the goal of that was to see if it affected animals' movement and allowed them to increase their mobility. And so we were able to test that, and I was able to see that the photonic therapy did in fact work to increase animals' mobility. I tested that on dogs, so those dogs were able to run and move around a little bit more after that experiment. The third thing that I did is I tested Dr. Wood's mineral formula. Okay. This was a formula that was supposed to help prevent dehydration and shrinkage. So I was able to go and use that and test it on lambs that I had shown and see if that, in fact, did help them reduce dehydration and shrinkage when they were on their way to a show. Mm-hmm. So I was able to test that, and the formula did work, and those 8 lambs were able to maintain their weight, and their temperature was able to stay low. So I was kind of able to do 3 experiments all relating to animal science, which is my passion.
Well, and they all 3 worked.
Yes. Surprisingly, yes. I was kind of glad and happy to see that they did work.
Which one of those 3 was your favorite? Because the acupuncture sounds fascinating. I know that a lot of people are kind of getting started with doing chiropractic medicine on their cattle and sheep, and so this kind of goes along with that.
Yes. Photonic therapy was actually my favorite experiment. I'd never really been around any alternative holistic treatments like that before, so it was very interesting to see what it was all about and what it did for those animals. Basically, photonic therapy was allowing the animals to increase their movement and kind of decrease their pain without ever having to use any painful injections or something that was very settling to the animals. All you had to do was simply touch that light to their skin. And after an amount of treatments, it was able to kind of help them move around more and decrease their pain.
How do you measure that? Like, can you see, do they look like they feel relieved after a few treatments?
Yeah, what we kind of did is we created a scale. Mm-hmm. The doctor was able to move kind of the dog's legs just to see how much the leg was able to move and if there was any resistance to that. We also asked the owners of the pets when they went home, were the dogs more active? Mm-hmm. Were they able to run around more? Were they able to do more? Did they seem happier and more energetic? Sure. So that's kind of how we measured it. It was observation-based. We kind of had to just use our observational skills to see if there was any difference. But yes, the owners did say that the dogs moved around more. They were more energetic. They didn't sleep as much and they didn't lay around as much. Mm-hmm. So yes.
Who all helped with these projects?
Yes. My ag teachers were obviously very involved in all of my projects. They helped guide me through each one of them, and I was very grateful for them. Dr. Wood was my boss at the Mustang Veterinary Hospital, and he helped me with these projects. He was able to guide me and kind of taught me a lot about holistic medicine and introduced me to photonic therapy and his mineral formula that he created. So, yes, he was a very important part of those 2 projects as well.
And are these projects that we can continue going forward?
Yes, I would actually love to continue to do these. I'm still fascinated with each of these subjects. I think they can still be improved and you could still test more about them. For instance, photonic therapy could be used on larger animals such as livestock. Sure. I'd love to test over that. And as well as that mineral formula to test it on different breeds and different animals and different climate conditions and see if there's any effect to that as well. So yes, that's something that could definitely be continued.
Tell us a little bit about your FFA career.
Yeah, I started FFA as a freshman. I entered not knowing at all what FFA was. Mm-hmm. So I was able to kind of jump into the mix and get going. My freshman year, I was able to do the Creed and then Green Hand Quiz Bowl, which was one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. And then I got into opening and closing ceremonies and parliamentary procedure. Mm-hmm. And then also agri-science as well. And I also showed, so that was very fun as well. So I kind of got to jump into the mix and kind of explore many different areas of FFA.
So what's next for you?
Next, I would love to go to Oklahoma State University. I'm planning to major in allied health, and I'd like to pursue a career as a physician assistant in the medical field.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.